Yo, what up, Eva?
Hey,
Forever?
how you doing?
Am
Hey, how
I
you doing, man?
right? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but baby.
All
Baby.
right.
What's up, man? What's been popping?
Nothing much, man. Spring, but it doesn't feel like spring, you know? It's like
Man.
snowing, raining. Like, where is this? Obviously, spring, it rains, but it was snowing the other day. It was hot.
Hurricanes.
Yeah, tornadoes, hurricanes.
God
Oh, man.
damn. Yeah, the weather's been horrible over here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. A lot has happened the past week from AEW, WWE, TNA. The day of recording, we're less than 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. Super excited. So much card matches on the card. I feel like there's still more matches to be announced.
Yeah, it's 2 nights, so they could fill, they
Yeah.
could do 8 matches per night. You know,
Yeah,
that's a
they
lot of
you would think they would just because it's WrestleMania 40.
yeah.
So, I don't know, it's going to be pretty interesting how the night goes. But we're still on that road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
This past Monday, or whenever you're listening to it, but Monday Night Raw was in Chicago,
Hell
March
yeah.
25th. March 25th, WWE Raw was in Allstate Arena, Chicago, Illinois. Opening show was Cody Rhodes that came out, and he made it publicly that he is going to be the best man of Anthony's white. The best man of his wedding, right? Did I
Yeah.
say that right? And
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
we actually had him on the show, which was pretty cool. Episode 167. So go check it out. Also, we're gonna have him back on the show later on, around mid or late April. So keep looking forward to that. Not only did Cody Rhodes mention Anthony, The Rock showed up.
Yeah.
He showed up ever since coming back to WWE. He showed up to Raw for the first time in how many years? And I'm very disappointed because why would they not announce The Rock? Because
Oh yeah. It's still
I would
sold
have,
out though.
I it was
It's
so, yeah, that's the crazy part. They sold out. They just proved like we don't need The Rock. They
Nah.
sold out, you know, most likely because of CM Punk. And
Yeah.
also it's closer to WrestleMania. And but the fact that The Rock showed up, man, I was mad as hell about that. I was just like, wow.
Were you gonna go? I was gonna go, but I'm like, ah, oh, it's in Rosemont, but you live by Rosemont. I don't. I was like,
Yeah.
eh, Rosemont on a Monday. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing. I was like, ah, damn. No, I honestly, if they would have announced The Rock was gonna be there, I probably would have gone. I mean, if the tickets were cheap.
If there were
Actually,
tickets,
yeah.
they had to open more rows. It also the arena had to change their seating. That's why the arena the way it was. It wasn't like the traditional Raw. It was like that little small thing, like, hey, we gotta make as much seats as possible. So
Yeah.
they packed it in there.
Yeah, they did. Saw over 15,000 people.
Yeah.
That's
That's capacity.
crazy.
That's I think capacity also arena's like 13,000 or 12,000 something. So they added a lot of seats.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's the 10,000.
10,000?
For a Raw show, for
Wow.
a Raw and SmackDown pay-per-view is 12 or 13.
But still 15, it's like they had to like make every small space count. Like
That was
open every seat.
Survivor Series, bro. Like
Oh
that, they
yeah.
had a Survivor Series full house.
Wow. Yeah, we were
That's
there
just,
then. She were there.
I was there
Wow.
for that SmackDown too.
Oh wow.
And the only reason why they had it the setup that way is because they were gonna be there the next day.
Yeah.
And they sold out. They even that night they sold more tickets.
Yeah.
So The
Wow.
Rock whispered something in Cody Rhodes' ears. We finally found out what he said. I'm gonna make you bleed. That's
Wow.
what he whispered. Later that night, The Rock beat the living crap of Cody Rhodes and busted him open. And before that, Cody Rhodes said that The Rock made a promise that he's not going to deliver. And
Ooh.
that boy delivered.
Yeah.
And I
Delivered the
got
left and rights, right? Delivered the 1-2 package.
it.
1-2.
So two things happened that night. The Rock dropped the F-bomb.
Ooh. Like
And
alive, right? It was live
live,
too.
they bleeped it out.
Oh
They
man.
bleeped it out. That was insane.
Yeah. But did you hear why? Did you hear like the talent was mad at him for that? Because how they tell, because they tell the wrestlers always tell, they always tell the wrestler, hey guys, make sure you don't swear out there. Make sure you don't swear out there. And then they're like, wait a minute, this guy's a CFO, or whatever, the CEO or the direct board of directors, and he's swearing. He's got to be the example. So it's kind of like, what the heck?
Who has an issue? Yeah, everybody from the Monday Night Raw, or not Raw, but like there's a good amount of people on the roster that's just like, whoa, we can't do that. Like, why is it okay for you to do that?
It's like a hypocrisy. Like, why are you being hypocrites? You can't. We can't even like say us the S word or the C word or the B word because some of the word.
Without getting fined.
Yeah, but he over here saying the F word. I'm like, oh man.
On the U.S. network.
USA too. Yeah,
Yeah.
USA is like. Ah!
And I mean, obviously, here's the thing. They can't swear. You're just gonna get hit with a fine.
Well. You could do certain swears, but they're PG, so they can't, you know, they're not like, oh, we're not PG-13. So if they're PG-13, like everybody wants them to be, they'll probably be not the bad word, not the MF or the B word, but like you could say crap, you know, like we could say crap, but you can't say that sometimes. Beat the snot out of you.
Beat the snot out of you. What did do you remember what The Rock said? I'm throwing a blank what he said.
It's like there's a lot going on Raw.
Trying to see what he said. I honestly I'm throwing a blank of what he said.
But yeah, the roster's mad about that because it's like, what? We can't even say like the lightest swear word. Are you over here saying the biggest swear word, you know?
Even CM Punk said dipshit,
Oh,
right?
wow. Yeah.
And he got bleeped out, and then Drew McIntyre called him out on it and say, keep it PG, brother. I don't think
Oh.
he said brother, but it's like, you know, keep it PG. And so we'll go on to CM Punk. Besides the F-bomb that The Rock and the beating that he gave Cody Rhodes, there was a trailer in the back that had the photo of John Cena and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh yeah.
Rumor has it saying there's always a story. You got every detail in the background. There's always a reason for it. And a trailer with John Cena and Stone Cold Steve Austin, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, because it's like they're not active right now. Why not have like somebody else on there? But like, huh?
So John Cena, Stone Cold Steve Austin, coming to WrestleMania 40, maybe Stone Cold helps out Cody Rhodes with The
Ooh.
Rock.
Or
Again.
doesn't help Cody Rhodes. He stunners Cody Rhodes during the tag team match.
A swerve for a swerve.
And
Nah,
then John
if
Cena does.
he
And then
should
John
stun,
Cena.
nah, he should cause, he should help Cody Rhodes and then still stun him afterwards.
What about like what about Cena? Like Cena turns heel. Oh. Or is it too late now? It's like
No, because The Rock could convince, like, if you have The Rock like join forces with Cena, yes. John Cena alone as a heel, there's nobody. I mean, unless he goes against Cody Rhodes, sure.
like I see the scenario of where like Cena comes out and he stares down the Rock and he turns and does this attitude adjustment on Cody Rhodes. He's like and
You can't
he
see
handshakes
me.
the Rock. Then he handshakes the Rock.
See
That'd be nuts.
that would actually be pretty cool. But
Like
at the same, well, here's the thing. I don't want to heal Cena if he's not gonna be active.
what do you mean? I mean, there's a lot of people that turn heel later in their careers, like Hogan
But we've
and
been getting, but look with The Rock. We've been getting The Rock lately.
I know,
If
but
we have Cena, like for example, if he would have came back like around the Elimination Chamber time beforehand, like turn heel to build up for WrestleMania, that would have been fine. But just to be like, oh, hey, I turned heel for one night and then I'm gone. It
It
was
happened
like,
to Trish too. Remember how she turned heel and she was gone after like 2 weeks? Remember
but
she
2 weeks is nothing compared to like months.
I know, but like let's say Cena comes back and what is he doing right now? He's doing a Hefty commercial. I saw that. He's doing a Honda commercial.
I don't, yeah,
He
he's
was
been doing a
naked.
lot of commercial.
He was naked at the whatever award
The
ceremony that I
Grammy or
watched.
something.
Whatever. Like, what else is he doing? What movie came out that he did? What's the movie? I don't even know
I don't
that
know if
much.
he's, I don't think he's filming at, he's working right now. He is working.
He's been doing like
He's,
commercials the whole time, like the Honda commercial. The
yeah, he's been doing a lot of
yeah,
commercials.
I'm like, hey, I know that voice because I obviously grew up with him. I'm like, hey, is that Cena? Like, it is Cena. What
Yeah,
the Honda
Cena's.
pilot? He's like with a rat with a what? I'm like, the hell is he doing? I'm like, go on to WWE, get back in the ring.
Well, it does take a while to do movie production. I think he just filmed. I think the John Cena
Oh.
just filmed. I think his filming just ended, or they're doing production right now.
Man, you should take a 3 month break, go to WWE, go to WrestleMania, stay until SummerSlam, boom, disappear
I
again.
honestly, honestly, if John Cena, if John Cena would have had a match at WrestleMania 40, that could have been his retirement match because of, you know, 20 years later, you know. And that per the person that he could have faced was Randy Orton.
Or
You
Stone
know?
Cold.
Yeah. But I feel like Randy Orton, just because like we get a final of everything. Cena's final match, the final rivalry between these two, the final match between these two, you know, and they wrestled everywhere from house shows to pay-per-views to Monday Night Raw, SmackDown. And
See that? That
they never had that one-on-one match at WrestleMania.
see, that's a proper retirement match, not facing some guys kicking people. Those, you
Who are you
know,
trying to, who are you trying to say?
that's the way to retire. Retire against your old rival, not some tag team that dominated the indies.
Oh.
Yeah,
Damn,
there you
Ever.
go.
Okay.
He should retire against Angle or something. What the hell is he? Who chose that?
Vince
Angle or Samoa
McMahon.
Joe.
We should have got, yes, we should have got Kurt Angle and AJ Styles at WrestleMania, or Kurt Angle versus Samoan Joe at
Yeah.
WrestleMania, man. That's what we should have got in. Instead, they did that matches on Raw and on Raw.
I know.
And it
It's
wasn't
Corbin, no less.
Baron
Corbin.
Corbin because of a
Come on.
feud, because of a storyline,
Come
because
on,
of a
man.
rivalry.
I would have
Like,
gone one more time against Shelton Benjamin or bring back Charlie Haas.
Chad Gable.
Chad Gable, like, or somebody, he asked you, like you said, Randy Orton, a rematch, or Rey Mysterio, a triple threat, with, you know, from WrestleMania 22. I was there, like a rematch of that, just ended right there. Boom.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio.
Ooh, yeah.
That would have been
Mysterio's
a nice
angle.
one too for Kurt Angle.
Fuck, Baron Corbin, man.
Yeah.
That'd
Yeah,
be
but
something.
no, yeah, and it's crazy. You know what else is crazy? Speaking of John Cena, Solo.
Oh, yeah.
He defeated John Cena at Crown Jewel. Where is he at?
He's in the background like this.
Yep. Why does he not have a card at WrestleMania? And also, he was supposed to face Randy Orton. So, but yet
Now,
Randy Orton is facing Logan Paul and Kevin Owens. I'm not mad at it, but at the same time, I'm like,
ooh.
you have somebody like, you have Randy Orton, right? 20 years ago, part of Evolution, Ric Flair, Batista, Orton against the Rock and Sock Connection. You have him going against a guy that may get canceled in the future.
Well, probably did already, but they kind of like
He
because
brought
of.
back, but you know, things could change.
Oh man, what if they added Solo to that triple threat match? Oh my God!
It's too late for it, but
Never too late, man. You got 2 weeks.
there's nobody. Here's the thing. There's nobody there going against the bloodline. That's why. You know what I mean? If Randy Orton, like the whole rivalry with Randy Orton and the bloodline just dropped after the Royal Rumble, and you know, and it kind of continued towards the Elimination Chamber, and now it's like, oh, he's focusing on Logan Paul. And the only problem I hate about this, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great match. It's going to be a great triple threat. I don't like the obvious. It's obvious that Logan Paul is going to win. I don't like that. I don't like that because it's just like, okay, he's gonna win. He's gonna
Get
it's gonna
KSI
be
or
a
something.
stunner, push him out of the way, cover Randy Orton 1-2-3, or RKO throws him out of the ring and then covers Kevin Owens 1-2-3. That's how it's gonna end for Logan Paul. Or after somebody hits their finish, he's gonna hit somebody with the brass knuckle. You know? That's what's gonna happen. And that's where it's just like, oh, okay. You know, it's pretty obvious who's gonna win. And I don't like that. You know, it's not like how Randy Orton was in the main event for WrestleMania 24 when he was facing Cena and Triple H. People were like, oh, Triple H is gonna win. No, Cena's gonna win. And there were some people that are like, Randy Orton's gonna win. And guess who ended up winning? Randy Orton. That was like the biggest swerve ever. Because everybody thought it was either going to be Triple H or John Cena, and Randy Orton won. This one is like, oh, Logan Paul is going to win. It's like, so why are we? Okay. So as long as it's a great match, cool. And if it's going to be a lame match and it's like, and then Logan Paul wins, it's like, oh, okay. All right. I guess. I just feel like Randy Orton deserves better 20 years later. 20 years later, I feel like he deserves better. And also, if we're going to go based on 10 years ago, it's like the dude was in the main event, and now you're putting him against, you know, I feel like there was better options for Randy Orton.
But it's for the US title, so it's like something, but still, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's other people that he could have faced. You know, what happened with LA Knight?
Yeah.
You know, what happened with that?
At least you got AJ Styles, that's cool.
I will. I said this before. I said this at the last Let's Talk Wrestling. That's my main event. Because I got AJ Styles, the guy who I follow in TNA, right? Going against Eli Drake. Impact Wrestling. He was the reason why I went back to Impact. I follow Impact here and there, but as soon as he became champion, I started following it more. Like, oh, okay, what's going on? Let me give him my views, you know?
Yeah, especially that when he started doing that dummy thing. Dummy,
Yeah.
yeah, dummy, dummy.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Dummy. Yeah. So I knew that guy was gonna be a big star. So the fact that we're getting, and I said this and last time, I always knew AJ Styles was gonna face a former TNA champion or former TNA roster at WrestleMania. I just always assumed it was going to be Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, and EC3.
Samoa Joe.
Now Samoa Joe. Then wasn't
Remember when
really
they that
thinking.
remember that Wendy storyline? That could have gone to WrestleMania. Or was it after
That
before?
was a
Yeah,
WrestleMania storyline.
was like, let's see. When was that rivalry though? In the summer or the fall?
Summer, it started for
Oh,
SummerSlam.
it could have gone. Oh man, they squeezed
Yeah.
on that one.
That could have been the story. That could have been the feud for WrestleMania. What was that? Would have been 35, right? Yeah, 35.
Yeah, that would have been a feud for 35.
Yeah.
That would have been like,
And
yeah.
but he ended up facing Randy Orton, so he could have still been champion. You know? Damn, man. But yeah, like I always assume it was gonna be those three. Well, now four because of Samoa Joe. You know, but like I
What about
always, oh,
Austin?
and Bobby Lashley too.
What
Bobby
about
Lashley.
Consequences Creed? Austin.
Oh, he did. He did
Yeah.
face him at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
There
There you go.
you go.
Consequence. That's
Of all people, he did
Xavier
face
Woods, guys. You
Xavier
watch
Woods.
wrestling, Xavier Woods was Consequence Creed. What about R-Truth? Ron Killings. Bang.
And you know what's crazy? They used to face each other for the NWA World Heavyweight title.
Exactly. Yep.
That's the crazy part.
NWA TNA.
Yeah.
That big old belt.
The real world title. In my opinion, that's the real title.
Yeah.
Besides how the company's being treated right now. It's the title. It's the legacy of that title. But yeah, but no, I'm excited for LA Knight and AJ Styles because two former TNA champions. Like, what? That's crazy, bro. I don't even. Can you think about anybody from like in the past that we had former ECW people versus ECW, besides the one that happened at WrestleMania 23, because that one doesn't count because that was old school versus the new breed. But I mean like like people that were in the same company and they're going head to head at WrestleMania.
Wait, Eddie Guerrero was at an ECW.
Oh,
Was
Eddie,
that
yeah,
one?
Eddie, you know what? Yeah, Eddie Guerrero on Rey
And
Mysterio.
yep, there you
Yeah.
go.
There you go. That's one.
And then RVD.
'Cause they were both in ECW
Same time.
and then WCW.
It's like, hey, I saw you
And
guys.
yeah, and they faced each other and then they came to but they were both former WCW champion. And then with TNA, you know, they were both
TNA.
TNA champion. LA Knight and AJ
Oh, I
Styles.
think they mean like Rey Mysterio and Eddie
No.
Guerrero. Like, what?
Bro, if Eddie Guerrero would have been in TNA, god
Game
damn.
changer.
Life changer for everybody. He would have changed the freaking game, bro. And if Eddie Guerrero would have gone, you know who else would have gone? Benoit.
Ooh.
Rey Mysterio. Edge.
Perry Saturn, Dean Malenko.
Dean Malenko, I
Ooh.
don't know about Perry Saturn, but I hope he's doing well. I hope he's getting better.
RVD.
RVD
Eventually.
eventually, but he was under contract. But yeah, I mean, eventually he would have gone.
Imagine Perk Angle versus Eddie Guerrero. Like that Perk Kurt Angle versus Eddie
God
Guerrero.
damn. Kurt
They
Angle
faced each
versus.
other. They faced each other. Kurt Angle was like Kurt Angle, but like Perk Angle. You know, when he was like on the.
Bro, Eddie Guerrero, AJ Styles, Eddie Guerrero, AJ Styles, and Kurt Angle.
Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe, Austin
Sting. Eddie
Aries.
Guerrero versus Sting. Eddie Guerrero versus the Monster Abyss.
Ooh.
Bro, oh my
Bobby
God.
Roode,
Bobby
James
Roode.
Storm.
Bro, oh, dude. James Storm, a heel James Storm, an alcoholic against Eddie Guerrero. The storyline that they would have had. Ooh, if Eddie Guerrero was when Jeff Hardy turned heel, you know, his drug problem, that storyline. Oh my gosh, man. RIP to Eddie Guerrero.
Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin,
Yeah, I feel
so many.
like,
Anyways, let's go back on track.
man.
With
What
TNA,
else?
Gunther versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania.
I'm excited for that
Oh
one.
yeah.
Do you think what's it called? Do you think Chad Gable should be added to the match? Do you think Chad Gable sh it should have been him against Gunther at WrestleMania?
I don't know, because it seems like the storyline is he got disrespected in front of his daughter. And that's a storyline right there.
Yeah, but he's like been the underdog.
But who has he faced besides like,
Chad Gable? Everybody is rooting for him.
I know, but like, has he faced anybody like,
Well,
is he
that was
face?
the God. The God. Yeah, Chad
No,
Gable's
but
been on
like.
a roll.
But he's been on the tag team action mostly, right?
And singles.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not WrestleMania worthy. Maybe like Backlash, maybe? Or like the next. What's after Backlash? I think it's Crown Jewel. I think they have Saudi Arabia in May. Before or
Doesn't
after.
surprise me.
You know what I mean? Like that's not like a WrestleMania match if I had Chad Gable in there. No offense to him. He's a great wrestler. But Sami Zayn is on a different level. And Sami Zayn, he's the one where you're like, oh man, he needs a world title. Just one. Even if he wins and
Yeah.
Damian Priest catches in on him, you know? That's right there, like he won it at least, you know?
Yeah, I think
Like
besides CM Punk, I think Sami Zayn should have
and
faced
Gunther
that
too.
first. Yeah. I think Sami Zayn, Gunther should have faced Seth. I'm not mad at this match because I'm excited for Sami Zayn to face Gunther because you know it's gonna be a great match. You know it's gonna be a great match. There's no denying that part. We already know. We could all agree that that's gonna be a great match. We could all agree that that's probably gonna steal the show. I just feel personally that Chad Gable should be added to the match. But Gunther, I feel like Gunther deserves and needs a one-on-one match. And the fact that him against Chad Gable is just gonna be, it's a rematch.
Again, like three, th
Like,
third
yeah,
time, right? Or something?
third or
Fourth?
fourth time already.
Yeah, it's kind of like, that's what I was saying. Like, it's good, but like, we've seen it on
Yeah.
Raw already or SmackDown
And
already.
Chad Gable would have to win.
Yeah, he
He would
has to
have
win.
to.
Otherwise, like, what are we doing here?
Sami Zayn does not need to win this match.
No.
He does
The
not
fact
need to
that
win.
the fact that Sami Zayn went from like super hot last WrestleMania and it kind of cooled off. He was gone for what, like 3 months or something? Remember that? He was gone for a little bit.
Oh yeah, he took time off.
He took
Yeah,
time
yeah.
off and all of a sudden he came back
He,
like he's back at WrestleMania. Like it's like, okay,
I
cool.
yeah, I thought he was so what I heard was he was supposed to face Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania, Logan Paul, and I forgot, and then Seth freaking Rollins. And then they went with Gunther because again, Gunther was supposed to face Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but Lesnar, he might come
Yeah.
back, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited for it regardless. And Sami Zayn, you know, at least here's the good thing. At least Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are both in the title picture.
Yeah, it's weird how last
Yeah.
year they were in a tag team title picture. Now that this year they're in a
And the
you know,
singles. Yeah,
singles and the
singles.
mid card title, well, the second titles
Yeah.
of each show.
Well, tag team titles are tag team titles, but
Yeah.
I mean, they main evented, you know, WrestleMania. So.
Hey, you never know. Sami could repeat history, break another streak. You know, he broke the Usos tag team streak. He might
Oh,
break.
yeah, there you
He
go.
might. He might. He
I
might
didn't think
just.
about it that
Yeah,
way.
exactly. Oh,
I
that's
did
interesting.
not.
Like
Yeah.
next year, he'll end. If whoever's champion after this WrestleMania, he'll end. If Roman Reigns still champion next year, like he'll end Roman Reigns streak at WrestleMania. Like three WrestleManias in a row, he defeats. He ruins winning streaks. Oh, who? Time will tell. Time will tell.
Now, going on to CM Punk. CM Punk showed up on Monday Night Raw. He had a few words to say for Drew McIntyre and Seth freaking Rollins. Now, one, that was hilarious as hell. When Drew McIntyre said, "I was told I am the chosen one," and CM Punk
Oh,
called him
yeah.
out, "Who told you that? Say his name." I busted out laughing
It's been
that
a
I don't
while.
even know what happened like 15 to 20 seconds after that because I was laughing my ass off when he said that. Say his name. You have the balls to say it. Say his name. And Drew McIntyre was laughing. I don't know what happened after that because I was dying of laughter.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, I damn. And the other thing that was funny was when Drew McIntyre crossed his legs on the announce table and said, "Don't look underneath my kilt, you pervert." I was just like, "What is going on right now?" Oh my gosh. I was like, "There you go. Drew McIntyre is showing his." He always had a sense of humor, but I'm like, "I'm glad because you're supposed to be this badass guy, and I'm glad you still are. You're still." But he's an anti-hero.
Yeah.
He's like, "I still like the people. I just don't like who I'm like, I just don't have respect for the people who is in front of me."
Yeah. Didn't he
You
do
know?
like the whole thing with the shirt too and stuff?
Yeah, he had, I forgot. And then CM Punk called him on that. Like, "I don't need somebody else's name on my shirt to sell them."
Ooh.
God damn.
And also that he went to Mindy's the day like on Sunday or something. There's a bit
Who?
Drew McIntyre, but they were closed because it was Sunday, I think, or Monday.
I
Mindy's, you know,
don't.
remember CM Punk got Mindy's, the muffins from Mindy's after the All Out like interview. He went there, but they were closed. Like, ah, what if they're open? I
Oh,
would've.
I did. I saw the video. I did not put the pieces together on that
Yeah, that's
part.
what I would've. If
Oh,
I was me, I was
okay.
dirty gonna be like, hey guys, hey Mindy's, this is a WWE. Can you guys like open right now for like 30 minutes? We want to do this
Yeah.
segment at your bakery.
Why were they closed?
It's the regular hours. They're not open, I think. On was it Sunday or Monday? I think it was
Wow.
Sunday. They probably closed on that
They
day.
probably that makes sense.
But I would have been like, "Hey, Houston, we'll pay you to open up for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We're gonna have CM Drew McIntyre in there." They probably wouldn't do it. Like, no, we're CM Punk
Yeah,
fans.
they would have done it to be on WWE. They
Mindy's
probably would have done
Bakery,
it.
message us. Let us know if wait, Mindy's Bakery, right? Let us know if you would do it or
I have
not.
no idea.
I will love their answer. I'll be
That's
like,
true.
hey, like tag us, like yes, we would do it. Or no, we're CM Punk fans. Screw Drew McIntyre. I
But
will
still,
totally.
but they would have been on WWE though.
I know. They would have been right there, like, hey, Mindy's, but then they would have been
Damn. Can you
like Mindy.
imagine though? Can you imagine if they did a new, like they see that and they'd be like, bro, why did they not
That
reach out
wasn't
to
on Raw
us?
though. That was like on like Dirty B. That was like a private, like that was Drew
That was
McIntyre's
Drew McIntyre's thing.
account. I would have been
Yeah.
like, open the store. If
That's
I
what
was
I'm
the
saying.
owner,
Like, imagine you seeing that and just
I
be
would have.
like, bro, why did you not reach out to
Imagine if
us?
I was the owner and I live a block away. I'm like, hey, I'm running over there. Like, hey, Drew
I'll
McIntyre, come on in.
make you a cupcake right now.
I'll make you cupcakes right now. I would totally
God
do that.
damn.
Here's the business card. Show everybody. Tag us. I
That's
would
funny
totally
as
do that.
hell. But no, I didn't know about that. I didn't put the pieces
I
together on
put
that
that right
part.
away when I saw it. I was like,
I
oh, I see
saw
what
it.
he's
I just like
doing.
it just went over my head. I was just
He
like,
said,
oh,
oh, well,
okay.
because then he said, what would it think of my shirt? But then, like, oh, and then he's like, oh, they're closed.
I
Anyways.
know he was mocking Punk.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the AEW connection. That part went over my head.
Yeah. A lot of
That
people
part went
probably,
over my head.
you would have to be like, very, like, oh, I see what he did
Yeah,
there.
wow.
Oh,
Can't believe you caught that. I mean, I'm glad you
yeah.
did.
I know, right? I was like,
So
oh,
that's funny as hell. Eventually, CM Punk, Seth freaking Rollins shows up, and they both had some words to say to each other. How do you feel the fact that CM Punk is going to be commentary for that world title match and not be the special guest referee?
I don't know. Who says he's gonna not interfere? That's my thing.
Would he want to, though?
To screw over Drew McIntyre, yeah. Come on, you're on his home turf, like trying to go to his bakery.
Yeah.
You wear his gear and you do like dumb stuff. You break his arm. He's not gonna injure him. He's the one that injured him. Who wouldn't want to go and like just push him off, you know? Push him off the
Interesting.
turnbuckle or like distract him enough where he drops him and then see then Seth Rollins does the curb stomp and boom, 1, 2, 3, you know. And
See.
then when CM Punk is healed, I don't know how long, maybe by like what's after Backlash? Maybe Bash at Berlin? No, that's August.
No, that's in August.
That's the
That's
beginning of
after
August.
that's no end of August. That's after SummerSlam.
No, it's before. Oh, it's before. Yeah, after what's before SummerSlam?
The only one I know is
Money in the Bank?
Money in the Bank, but I think that's in July.
Ooh, yeah, oh, that's in isn't that in Canada?
The UK.
Oh, you see, oh yeah, that would be funny. Imagine that, Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk in the UK. Hey,
Ooh.
like, hey,
That'd be
remember what happened
dope.
last time CM Punk was in the UK?
Oh, snap.
you see, I'm not getting these
Damn.
references. I don't even watch AEW, man. It's
Damn.
a
No,
blast out there.
no, so Backlash is gonna be in May. They're gonna have Battleground in May. Also, there's damn, so there's no pay-per-view in June.
Oh, that's gonna be the Saudi Arabia one, maybe
And
Crown Jewel or the other one. I don't remember how they do the other one anymore.
yeah, because they don't really announce that stuff ahead. They
No,
usually they it's like, oh hey guys, next month we're gonna be over there, and it's
in
like,
Riyadh,
oh
yeah. Oh
yeah,
yeah,
be like, oh okay,
we can't even go anyways or want to go
yeah
to, but like, hey, okay, it's gonna be at
yeah Because in July, Money in the Bank is in the first week
of July
of July.
or July weekend probably.
So
And then August.
But no, I don't know if you answered the question. Did you want CM Punk? Like, if you had to choose, like, if they were doing Cyber Sun, like Cyber Sunday, like, hey, you guys pick commentary, special guest referee. Which one would you would have preferred?
Commentator.
Really?
Yeah,
Interesting.
he does a really good job commentating though. Remember he did that for a while and he was in Dirty B originally? Then he did that independently with the MMA stuff he does. So he's really good at commentary.
Oh
And
yeah, I'm not denying that.
he could rile the crowd too and rile us up. And then he could go in there and like do a little sneak attack and it's over, you know? that's all you need. That's how you start off on whatever the next pay-per-view is, when he gets better. If he's better by July, well, that save that for Bastion Berlin, or for save that for SummerSlam, you know. If he's
Have
better by May, save that for the June or Money in the Bank.
Yeah, because I personally feel like he should be well, if his elbow still hurts, I would
Yeah,
say
he can.
commentary is probably the best. I mean, he proved that he could be a referee, but I think commentary would probably be the best for him, to be honest, and it'd probably be entertaining as hell. It's honestly, this match, I wasn't excited for it because it's a rematch. And but you got to remember Seth Rollins is going to face The Rock and Roman Reigns the night before. And then he's going to face Drew. So this is going to be a very interesting match, and I honestly think Drew McIntyre is going to get the win. And just like I feel like it's gonna be a great match, dude. They always have great matches. They have great chemistry.
Yeah,
So.
they do. But I'm gonna do a swerve on you for that one. Drew McIntyre doesn't win because CM Punk helps CM Punk helps Seth Rollins win, but Seth Rollins is so injured from the night before that bam, Damian Priest comes out, cashes it in. That's the night you gotta do it, Damian. It's Seth Rollins has two matches back to back. He has a match back to back nights. He faces Drew McIntyre. The only reason why Seth Rollins won is because CM Punk would go out and help Rollins win. But then
Like
once,
Drew is gonna like cheat.
no. Yeah, Drew's trying to
Well,
cheat,
Drew will have to
but then
cheat for
CM
CM
Punk is,
Punk. Yeah.
yeah, CM Punk grabs him, and then Seth Rollins has the opportunity because he's so tired. He has that one shot and he does it. He pins Drew McIntyre. He's wiped. Next thing you hear the Judgment Day song. Damian comes out, hits the finisher, the Falcon Arrow, I think it's his
Judge,
finisher.
no,
Boom.
judgment, judge, ju have the whole
Surround the
Judgment
ring.
Day come out and attack CM Punk and Seth freaking Rollins, right? But they fight them off. And then Drew McIntyre, Claymore, Seth freaking Rollins, Damian comes in,
Grabs a briefcase.
briefcase,
Here you go.
cash in. Razor's Edge, 1, 2, 3.
That's how you do it. He's got to
That would be
cash it in
dope.
already, no? He's got to cash it in before
Well,
the
he would.
next one.
I feel like it depends when the tag the ladder. I mean, that's what they should do.
Yeah, a
But when
year.
are they gonna have that ladder match? Are they gonna have that ladder match at WrestleMania Night 1 or WrestleMania Night 2? Because if they have it at WrestleMania Night 2, and it's like, I mean. It could work still because it's gonna make us think like, oh no, there's no way Damian's gonna cash in. He's too hurt, you know? But again, if you have the whole Judgment Day guys come out and help you out and win, that's the only way I could see. And then at least that way, Seth Rollins out of the picture, and then at least that way Drew McIntyre could face Damian Priest and still continue that whole anti-hero. But I and if Damian does not cash in at WrestleMania, it's just here's my thing. If Damian's gonna cash in, he needs to cash in on Seth Rollins, not Drew McIntyre.
Yeah,
If Drew
exactly.
McIntyre wins, he needs to hold on to the title. You know, you could have Damian cash in the next night, right? And then drop the belt back to Drew. You know, nothing wrong with that. Damian does not need Damian. All he needs to do is win the title. He does not have to have a long reign. You know, he doesn't need that. He just needs to win the title. He just needs to have the briefcase mean something. You know. So, but what I'm really hoping for is Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. That's what I really want. I really need to see that match right there. And Drew McIntyre is another former TNA guy. Another
Well,
former TNA world champion. No. He sucked in WWE. He sucked in WWE. He went to TNA wrestling. And he became a freaking star. I don't care of the other places that he worked at. He became a star in TNA. He
Didn't
had
CM
great
Punk work at
matches.
TNA? CM Punk too.
TNA, NWA, TNA. I think he only did like three or four shows, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then that's when he, him and Mickie James went to OVW. So, yeah. So excited for that match. It's funny because like, there's nothing wrong with rematches for WrestleMania as long as you have a good story. And that's what they have. Seth freaking Rollins and Drew McIntyre, they have a good story leading on to this match. Unlike Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso. God damn, they got a weak ass storyline going into WrestleMania. The buildup of it was just like Jey calling out Jimmy, and it was just like, that's it. Okay. I would assume this was going to be a big, huge match, but they're not treating it that way.
Well, I
And
mean, well, I think to themselves, they think it's a pretty big match because I think Jay said out.
it is. No. It is a big match. They're just not, WWE's not promoting it that way. It's just like, oh, we got another brother versus brother happening at WrestleMania. And it's like, you guys got to ignore the fact of everything that happened with the whole
Yeah.
bloodline and all that stuff.
Because
It's just.
originally, because it went, I think when I read, when I saw the feud, it's like Jimmy said that Jay wanted to leave, but Jimmy went first, right? Remember, Jay's like, I'm leaving too. Remember, he said,
Yeah,
Jimmy's
Jay
like,
Jimmy was the one that kicked Roman Reigns first.
yeah, he's the one that got out first. And then Jay's like, if you're out, I'm out too. Boom, you know? But now it's like, when I saw the reset, it's like Jay's the one that left first. Like, no, he didn't. It was you,
Yeah.
Jimmy.
And
Jimmy.
you cost him the
And then you
undisputed
and then
title.
you're the one who flipped back. You're like, what?
Yeah.
You're the one who left the re So that's the part where I was like, is it it's not canon because we know that Jimmy was the first one to go. He's like, oh, he kicked, obviously you can see he kicked Roman Reigns. And then Jay's like, hey, if you're out, I'm out too. And then he's, you know, Jimmy turns on Jay to go back
Yep.
and, like, what the hell? And now
'Cause he
Jay's
didn't
like,
want him to be the tribal chief.
yeah.
And then he joins back to the bloodline. And then he got mad because it's like, oh, you won the tag team titles with Cody Rhodes. And it was just like, I was just like, how did we get here?
Yeah,
What?
it's like they forgot, like we forgot that Jimmy was the one that left first. Like he's
Yeah.
the one who dipped out first.
Yeah.
Jay's like,
But
okay.
and that's the other thing that bothered me, where it was just like, if you go back, damn, bro, you know, I just realized the podcast started with the bloodline, bro.
Ours?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Wow, that's how
Damn.
long it's been, dude.
Oh my gosh. Since the bloodline started is when we started this podcast.
Wow, so we acknowledged Roman
That's
Reigns from day one, huh?
we basically did. Hell in a Cell.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. And then 4 years later, we're getting this story. We're getting this whole bloodline legacy match with The Rock now.
Yeah.
I never really thought about that because it's like that's what bothered me about the Jimmy and Jay, because it was like what you just said. It's like, wait, Jimmy, you technically left the group first and Jay followed. But what bothered me was, so we're just gonna ignore what happened 4 years ago, how, you know, Jay was trying to be like, bro, what, why are you acknowledging Roman Reigns, bro? Like, why are you being like, come
Yeah,
on, man.
remember Roman Reigns had like he was about to destroy like Jimmy with a chair and then like
No, he was
no.
choking him. He was
Oh yeah,
choking him.
choking him. He's like,
Choking
oh.
him. And then Jay said I quit so he could let go of Jimmy. So I was just like, you know what, Jimmy? You're a bad brother. Like your brother's like looking out for you, and then you're, you know, what you said, like, oh, I'm out. If you're out, I'm out too. It's like he's looking out for you, and then you just screwed him for you screwed him on the world title, you screwed him in the IC title. And I was just like, and the funny
Awesome.
part is, they're twins.
Yeah.
It's not like that's his younger or older brother. You guys are twins.
Well, Jimmy's technically older by like 5 minutes because he came out first. But I don't know. He's the older brother, but he's out.
That's
He's
even
older.
worse.
Yeah, no, right?
You're screwing your younger brother. I would be helping. That's if me and my brother were at wrestling, I'd be like, I would never screw him because I was like, why would I do that? That makes no sense.
So you think
He's my
Solo is like,
family.
so you think Solo is like the youngest sibling? We're like, I don't give a shit. I don't
He
give a damn.
doesn't. He, why
Like,
is he not in the match?
I know, right? Or
Why
in
is
a
he
match in
like,
general.
yeah.
Everybody but him, pretty
He
much.
defeated John Cena and Solo's not even in the match. Yes, they should have a match. Like I don't understand why is it not a triple threat. I mean, they deserve a one-on-one match, but it's just like, why is Solo not in the card? Why is he, you know, I feel like he should be added to the tag team match. Make it a six man. You know, have Cena or what's it called?
Stone Cold.
Drew.
All for Drew.
Drew could have been at in that six man or Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know? Like Solo's just there doing this. It's just like, why? Why is he just he defeated John Cena at Crown Jewels?
And since then he's been doing like once a Samoan Spike and then a couple matches here and there.
Yeah.
And just an enforcer like a Taz, but not really. Taz was successful as a champion.
In ECW.
NECW, yeah.
Ooh, dude, Taz and TNA. Oh my gosh.
He was there, but he wasn't wrestling.
He wasn't wrestling, but if he was there as a wrestler,
Prime, yeah, Prime Taz and TNA. Ooh.
yeah. Man,
Man.
only if he never broke his neck.
No.
Only. But then we never would have had the great moments of Taz as commentary. Because I don't care what anybody says. Taz is number freaking one as commentary. Number
Yeah.
one. I'm sorry. Like, he's number one. Him and Mike Tenay. Mike Tenay. Oh my gosh.
We saw it. We were there as Hall of Fame ceremony. We're like,
Mike Tenay and Don
yeah.
West. Inducted. Yeah.
First time I seen Mike Tenay in person, I'm like, wow. We
Yeah,
saw
he
him.
looks good for his age.
Yeah.
He looks good for his age, man. Give
But
props to that
anyways.
guy.
So
Now, go
do you think
ahead.
the women's match is weak though? Like both women matches are weak. Is there,
Yeah.
wait, is Rhea fighting? See,
Yeah,
I
she's
forget. I even.
facing Becky.
Oh, okay.
I think Becky is very uncalled for just because I feel like Rhea Ripley better win then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love, don't get me wrong, you know I love Becky. But I have to say, like, if Becky wins, awesome. But I don't think Rhea Ripley should drop the belt to Becky. I think she should drop it to Liv Morgan.
Yeah, because one thing we've talked about Rhea Ripley's reign has been kind of mediocre, like the entire. It's been a whole year, right? Technically, no, under a year, because she won the Royal Rumble and no way, yeah, she won at WrestleMania, didn't she?
Yeah, she won at WrestleMania.
So I think we.
They're doing the horseman. Horsewoman.
But we're saying like, it's been a weak title reign from like the first. Remember how like he barely defended it? Now more recently,
Yeah, she
is it?
had my favorite. I mean, yeah, she had my favorite match
At WrestleMania with
was
Charlotte, and that was
last.
it.
Yeah,
Now
that
it's
was it.
like,
That's when she
okay,
won the title.
yeah. And like,
Yeah.
now since then it's been like, oh, I faced Natalya for 2 minutes at this
And then
pay-per-view.
Raquel, she
Yeah,
faced Raquel at Backlash, or not Backlash,
and she
Payback.
faced
Zoe
Nia Jax.
Stark.
It's Zoe Stark, Nia
Nia
Jax.
Jax was a good match. That was a great freaking match, a great main event. But how long did we have to wait from last year's April till this year? Like a whole new year? It was just like, God damn. So I don't know. Like I love Becky, but it's just I don't think she needs to be. She should not be Rhea Ripley.
No, it's like,
Yeah. And
I think,
then, oh no, go ahead.
because Becky has done everything, but still, right? You're like, well,
Yeah.
still, like, make her, like, that's why they didn't a mid-card woman's title. I think people have been talking about that. Like, they should have a mid-card woman's title.
They actually started, there's talks about that.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, you're right. But, like, yeah, it should be somebody else, like Liv Morgan, or it should be, who else would it be right
You
now?
know what I wish they could have done? I mean, don't get me wrong, it was cool that Io cashed in, but it would have been pretty sweet if Liv Morgan won
Oh.
and she hold on to the title. And that way we could have gotten Rhea Ripley and Becky, and Liv Morgan was like, oh hey. I don't care who wins, but I'm just letting you know I'm cashing in at WrestleMania. So as soon as whoever goes over, don't leave that ring because I'm coming out and I'm cashing in. You know, I feel like that would have been a great moment. But then we would have not gotten that great moment with Io Sky. Now Io Sky versus Bayley. I feel like they've been getting some good a good attention. I feel like it deserves a little bit more in the spotlight just because Bayley did win the Royal Rumble and it's being outshined with everything that's going on because it's just like Becky won the Elimination Chamber and that's more of a big deal that she, you know, Rhea Ripley and Becky is more of a big deal than Bayley and Io Sky, where it's just like, no, because this is the women's division of Evolution. You know what I mean? So it's like, but instead of Batista, it's the Triple H that, you know, that got kicked out of the group. So, you know, so it's just like they should treat it a little bit more better. And the storyline is better than Rhea Ripley and Becky. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm actually more excited for Io and Bayley than I am for Rhea Ripley and Becky. Because again, nothing. I love both women, but I feel like Liv Morgan should be in that spotlight. And I think Becky, you know, Becky, she, I don't even know who should Becky face, to be honest.
Yeah, you gotta bring somebody new in just to get some talent, but
The
then,
only one I could think of is Tiffany.
yeah, Tiffany.
That, you know,
Or bring
because they
up
had that.
Roxanne.
Roxanne would be a nice choice. I wouldn't even know who else, you know. There's another thing going on. We may get Rey Mysterio versus Dominic at WrestleMania.
Ooh.
So that way Dominic could get a win back, his win from last year.
So pretty
But
much everybody from Judgment Day has a match.
no, not at the moment.
Well, I mean, if Dominic has a
Yeah,
match.
if Doc won, then well, JD don't know.
But he's not really a member, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you mean he's not?
He's like, I thought the whole time it was like, oh, you're out of the group. Remember with R-Truth?
No, yeah. Oh, yes, technically he's out of the group, but no, they were just
Ah.
joking about that. But
Oh.
yeah, you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong about that. If you're trying to go that direction, then
Trying to go
yes,
the right way. I'm like, wait a minute, he
he
did.
ain't part of the group then, if you're trying to
No,
go that way.
he's just a friend of the group that happens to be around.
Basically. Oh, snap. Damn. I'm trying to find what else is happening at WrestleMania. Oh, the ladder match. Oh, there's rumors that the Hardy Boys and the Dudleys they're not gonna be part of the ladder match, but they may show up at
So,
WrestleMania.
does that mean that Jeff is out of the co and Jeff and Matt are out of the company already of
Matt
AEW?
Hardy is out of the company, but he's in talks with Tony about re-signing.
As he should.
Jeff Hardy is his contract is coming up, or he's asking for his release, is one of
Is
the
it
two.
up? I don't. No, I don't think it's gonna happen though. The Hardy's there.
I think they're gonna, I feel like, dude,
No, because Tony knows that. He's gonna be like, oh, if I release you, you can't be on television for a year. Like he'll pull that. He did that with somebody. I forgot who he
No,
did that with.
it
He
has
did
to
it
be
with
on
Regal.
it.
He did it with Regal. Remember, he's like, oh, I'll give you a release,
No,
but you can't be.
it's because he still had a year left on his contract. That's why.
But
Yeah.
if Jeff Hardy contract expires, let's say it expires like April 1st, it's like, okay, go ahead. He
Yeah,
can't do anything.
basically.
Tony can't
Yeah.
do anything anyways. And then Matt Hardy would be like, well, what has he done? What has Matt Hardy done, honestly, besides get that concussion?
And
That's the only time
where?
I in AEW. Remember when he fell really hard? I was like, oh my God. Remember how like sloppy that was? He got injured. It was really bad. Like the
How long?
first year of
Oh, that was
AEW.
years ago. That was
I
during
know,
the
but
pandemics.
that's what they remember from Jeff Hardy's time there.
Yeah,
What?
no, Matt Hardy, ever since Jeff Hardy came back or came to AEW, the Hardy Boys just been on Rampage and Collision. They haven't really done much. They faced the
Exactly.
Young Bucks and Double or Nothing. I don't remember when. And Jeff Hardy has not been Jeff Hardy in AEW.
No, he should not be Jeff Hardy because he's that's like it's been a toll on his body. He should just do I don't think he should wrestle anymore, to be honest.
No, he could wrestle. He can't do the things that he used to
No, it's
do.
like, hey,
He
just
doesn't, he just
learn.
doesn't understand that part.
No, he's like, dude, that's where Dirty might be like, I don't know, man. You're kind of older already. One bad slip and you're done. God forbid, one bad
Yeah.
slip and you're in a wheelchair for the rest of your life,
All right. I think it's time. You know what he needs to do? It's time to retire the Swanton Bomb.
Yeah, that's a lot
That's
of time.
it's time to retire that. I think he needs to do a splash, like the Uso splash. Just do a splash or just focus
Do
on the
the
twist
twist
of
of faith,
fate.
yeah,
Yeah.
because that's, yeah, that's, yeah, that's why I was like, Dirty might be hesitant because they're like, I don't know, man, this guy almost killed himself last time he was here, and he left on
No.
bad terms, didn't he? He like quit out of the blue, and then a month later he was in AEW or something.
Didn't he have to go to rehab? Or he
Yeah,
refused to go to rehab.
and he's like, and then like 2 months later he's in AEW. We're like, oh. Or a month to, yeah. So I was like, I don't know if he wants that back. Like, I don't know if I want him back.
I mean, I feel like the Hardy Boys should go to TNA for a bit. Like for like maybe for like a month or two and then go to WWE. Yeah.
Be at
Re
WrestleMania and then leave and then come back?
Well, no, if they're not able to be at WrestleMania
Oh, yeah.
and it's like go to TNA for a bit and then go to WWE and freaking retire in WWE. Just get your money, have a few matches and freaking retired.
But you
But I
think they'll
feel
be
like
there? Because I don't think they'll be there personally because of the contract, like you said. And Tony might be
Yeah, no, I
pet.
think
He's been
Matt
petty
Hart
before.
Matt
That's why I'm not like,
Matt
I wouldn't be surprised if Tony's like, nah, you can't be on television though for
I
like
don't
3 months.
know.
Like
Only
in.
time will tell, but like from what I heard is Matt Hardy contract is up.
He doesn't care. Like, ah, you don't control me,
He
man.
his contract is up, it's done, but he's still in talks with Tony Khan about re-signing. Jeff Hardy, he's still under contract, but nobody knows when his contract is up. People feel like it should be up soon. So I mean, and then also the Dudley boys, they may show up to WrestleMania 40.
Not gonna wrestle though, I think. Not
No,
Devon.
no. They're just gonna be there. They're just gonna I'm surprised David Demon got let go as a producer.
Yeah, I mean, it happens sometimes. It sucks, but who knows? The WWE's always like, the door's always open if we don't burn a bridge with each other, you know?
Yeah.
That's why you never burn a bridge. Like, that's why, like, when people leave or get released, like, hey, you never know. Yeah, obviously, if you've been released like 3 times in the last 5 years, like they brought you back and then they fired you and they brought you back and they fired you, it's probably a clear sign like, I probably shouldn't go back. But like if you're like a producer or something, like, hey, if you they can't afford you right now, like maybe in a couple years they might want you back, you know? Like
Right.
don't leave on bad terms, you know? So who
My
knows?
I'm trying to see who else was supposed to come back and do it. Oh, Hulk Hogan,
But people don't want that
Cena.
back. They don't
Why
want him back.
not?
The
Who said
racist stuff.
that? That was years ago.
I
And they
know.
brought him back not that long
Oh,
ago.
yeah.
Yeah. They brought him back multiple times.
But what would he just do, like the hosting thing?
Oh,
Like,
that
what would
was the
they?
other thing that CM Punk was supposed to do was host WrestleMania. I
And
don't
they're
think they
like,
have a host for WrestleMania.
no, not this
They
year.
would have announced it by now.
Yeah. The Hall of
And
Fame is pretty decent.
yeah.
The Slammies are coming back.
Oh yeah.
You're not going to the Slammies, are you? You're just going to the shows, you think?
No, I'm just no.
Okay.
I didn't even know when's the Slammy
That
Awards. I know they were
Friday.
bringing. Oh, it's that
Or
Friday or
that Saturday morning or something. Or
all
Sunday.
right.
It's one of the mornings where like
It's on WrestleMania weekend?
yeah.
That's weird. The
Yeah,
hell?
it's like the Hall of Fame. You know how the Hall of Fame is like Saturday afternoon or morning, and then Sun or NXT is like Saturday morning,
Let's
and then they
find
do,
out.
yeah. Yeah, NXT Stand and Deliver, I think on Saturday and then or Sunday, and then
It's gonna
Slammies.
be April 7th, so it's on a Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday before night two then.
Here are the nominees. Female Superstar of the Year, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Io Sky, and Becky Lynch. Who do you pick?
Bianca.
Bianca?
Yeah.
I'm going with Io Sky.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Going with Io Sky. Male Superstar of the Year, Cody Rhodes,
Cody Rhodes. Don't you?
Roman Reigns, Seth freaking Rollins, Gunther, Logan Paul.
Hell, well, Logan Paul, that's a joke. Nah, Cody Rhodes. Landslide. No.
Cody Rhodes, yeah, gotta go with Cody Rhodes.
Who the hell would choose Logan Paul over
The
any of those guys?
people between the age of 10 and 20.
No, 10 and 12.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised, ever. You forget we're over 30.
Yep.
If we were 20, we'd probably be.
No,
If we were 20 right now, we'd
wouldn't.
probably be Rudy, Rudy,
Voting. Voting.
voting for Logan Paul.
I wouldn't.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, right. Like, nope.
Best
No, not.
entrance. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Bianca Belair, Seth freaking Rollins, Rhea Ripley, Becky, The Rock, Dominic, WrestleMania 39. Dominic, WrestleMania 39, duh. What the? That was a dope entrance. When he came out with the cop car
That
and he
was
was wearing the
lame.
rip. You thought that was lame?
You're like, come on, Dominic. Come
He
on.
came out. Do you not remember his
Oh, I saw
entrance?
that, but like, come on. He was in jail and stuff. Come on.
He came
He's
out of
hard
the
now.
cop car.
Oh, I
Run.
know. I saw the entrance, but I was like, I don't believe it if I saw that. You're like, come on,
Yeah, that was,
man.
I mean, it's not believable, but did
Dominic.
you thought that was dope?
I don't know. I mean, Cody Rhodes actually makes a reaction to the audience. Like the
I
audience
think, well,
actually, like,
that's the thing.
yeah.
If it's like, well, that's where I feel like it's kind of unfair, because it's like, wait, how are you mentioning like Dominic Mysterio WrestleMania 39? Because it's like, yeah, obviously that. But like, if you take that out of the picture, it'd be like not exact moment. Then I would say, yeah, I would say Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, because of Roman Reigns, but I think he's still walking down a ramp right now as we speak, since you mentioned that.
Yeah, he's
He's
still
still walking
walking.
down a, he's still walking down the ramp right now. He's barely putting the title up. He's like,
You know, hey, you know that beat, the
yeah.
song that he comes out, it's
Yeah.
somebody posted saying that, why does this song remind me of Cry Me a River from Justin Timberlake?
Oh my God, I
Did
got
you
to
hear
hear
that
that.
one?
No.
Bro.
Oh my
Bro,
God. It might be a sip.
listen to it. Don't pay attention to the lyrics. If you could find the instrument, you'd be like, oh my gosh. It is, this is like, so
Well,
Timberland produced the track. Shoot.
we just next time we go to a show, Reigns, Cry Me a River.
Cry me a river. Oh.
Oh.
Damn it, I freaking broke my glass.
Oh.
Anyways, continue. Return of the year, CM Punk. Let's just say CM
CM Punk,
Punk.
yeah.
CM Punk.
He's even
The
on there.
Rock would be a nice choice,
Eh.
but see, it's CM Punk. Come on.
10 years compared to what, like, what, a year ago? When he come, when
The
he's,
Rock
he comes
showed
every once
up,
in a while.
yeah, he showed up once, like at least once the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's like, I seen you,
Yeah.
bro. But 10 years? 10 years is 10 years. Like, man, I was 25 when CM Punk left. 24 when he left.
But don't get me
Jesus.
wrong, when he made his return the night with Cody Rhodes, that was,
Epic.
you know, that was epic. Faction of the Year, The Judgment Day, Alpha Academy, Imperium, The Bloodline, Damage Control.
Imperium.
Really?
Yeah.
Judgment Day. I go with Judgment Day. Second choice would be Damage Control if they did not break up. I mean, I know they were still a group, but you know, it was that they're gonna break up. If it wasn't for that, I would say Damage Control. Rivalry of the Year. Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Dirty Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio. Bianca Belair versus Damage Control, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, R-Truth versus The Judgment Day.
Dominic versus Ray.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one too.
This is more personal. The ones are like Bianca versus Damage Control. Like,
I honestly forgot that ever
I know
happened.
exactly.
Yeah,
And then Roman versus Cody, like, it's, I mean, it's still going on, but it's not the same as this year or last year. But Dad versus Son, that's kind of like, damn, that cuts deep too.
there's a lot.
Yeah.
Match of the year. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Ooh, Puerto
Backlash.
Rico, Puerto Rico.
Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. Elimination Chamber. Gunther versus Chad Gable. Monday Night Raw. Asuka, Bianca Belair versus Charlotte. Oh my gosh. SummerSlam. Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. WrestleMania
That's all
30.
yours.
Wow, dude, that's all mine. That's all mine.
I would say, what's the first one?
Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
That one. The crowd, man. The crowd.
Ah.
They sang Chambea, man. Chambea.
Oh my gosh, man.
Puerto
You
Rican is
know
Puerto Rican in Puerto Rico.
that might, you know what? Yeah, that match was like a video game match.
Exactly. Like, oh, is this a
Yeah.
real life thing? And now you can play it on 2K. You're like, oh, okay, now
Yeah.
it's real life. In the crowd, man.
The crowd was on fire.
I mean, I know we're in
And
Chicago, obviously Chicagoland, but obviously they call the Allstate Arena in Chicago, but it's Rosemont. But the crowds out here, man, you can't beat it. Because remember, I went to Vegas for a pay-per-view, and I was like, it's not the same.
Oh
Like, but
yeah.
like anything where the crowd is crazy, like Puerto Rico or UK or
And
not in the US besides Chicago.
you know what? And that was a match that I was like, if this is the main event, I'm okay with it. It's
Yeah.
understandable.
Yeah.
It's understandable. And it truly delivered.
It
But
did.
man, it's just like Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn, great storytelling. But Roman Reigns won. It was sad. It had a sad ending. Gunther and Chad Gable was a classic match, but a sad ending. Asuka, Bianca Belair, and Charlotte, though for some people were happy that Bianca won. I was the person that was, oh man. But it was a great match. It was still match of the year.
Because you know, because when I saw that match, because we were there, right? But
Right.
I was with my brother. I looked at him like, Sergio, oh, my brother, huh? Like, hey, wait a minute, she's injured. Bang, music played. I turned, music played. I was like, oh,
There's my reaction. I made a reaction where I was just like, oh, Io's gonna come out. Because I was like, Bianca
yeah,
winning.
she's like injured. She's like,
Yeah.
Bianca's like, I looked at my brother, I'm like, she's gonna, uh-oh.
Cash in.
Uh-oh, bang. Oh,
That was a
because I
great
were we're in a
moment.
we're in a I saw the security guards were excited too. I was like, you know, it's crazy when everybody's like, even the security guards are like, what is this?
Yeah, dude. When Io Sky music hit. Man, that
Oh
was a crazy moment.
God,
Crazy moment.
I know, we're like in
And
the
then
one.
Charlotte, yeah. Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley was a great match too. But yeah, no, going to that count when the Io Sky went for the moonsault and covered
Bianca.
Bianca in that count, and then they zoomed in. Bro, man, like the goosebumps everywhere, bro. That was just, I was so glad to be there and enjoy that moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, though.
Oh, yeah.
All these matches are great, but that one is just like, that's a fan favorite. And also, like, you could go back, and enjoy all these matches, dude.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, this is a good one. OMG moment of the year. Rey Mysterio punches Dirty Dominic on a SmackDown show.
Oh yeah.
CM Punk returns Survivor Series. Io Sky, Money in the Bank cash in. The Rock slaps Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania press conference. Damage Control turns on Bayley SmackDown. Cody Rhodes slaps The Rock on SmackDown.
Well, I mean, for the first one, it's like, didn't he punch him because he told his mom to shut up? Like, first of all, man, you don't yell at your mom.
Yeah.
It's messed up, son.
I'm surprised
Second one, Second
If
one, I
that,
was.
bro, yeah, my mom would have whooped my ass if I
Oh,
was.
smack the snot out of you, knock
Would have
you
been
out.
seeing stars.
You would have been in a coma to this
It
day.
would have been my mom versus, it would have been me versus my mom at WrestleMania.
Wow.
It would have been not my, like my dad. It would have been me and my mom. Like, I want you at WrestleMania,
Oh my God.
you
Wait,
bitch.
who you say that to? What?
No, my mom would have said that to
Oh,
me.
okay. I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Hell no.
Oh, hell no. We gotta edit this part out. She's like, what? You say? And
Nah, she cool with that.
in the second one, we were there. I was at Survivor Series. I have the video of him coming out, CM Punk. Nah, CM Punk, definitely. It's gotta be CM Punk. It's hard because, well, CM Punk is like a.
No, see, that's tough because it's CM Punk. We knew about it. There was rumors. Io Sky, I
No, I
wasn't.
kind of knew too. That's why I like, I'm like,
But
oh, she's coming.
you were at that moment though.
Yeah.
At the moment it happened, it wasn't like you on your way. Was it on your way to SummerSlam? You were like, oh, Io's gonna cash in? Or it was that exact moment what you just told me when you looked at your brother and said, oh, Io Sky's coming out? And then was that the only time you thought about it? Because that's how it was with me. I wasn't thinking about Io Sky until the match was over, and I was just like, oh, because I wasn't, my reaction wasn't, oh, Io Sky's gonna come out. I was like, oh, Io Sky, please come out, come out. Oh, she's here. You know, CM Punk was more of a, is he really gonna be here? Is he really gonna be here? And then, oh, he is here. He showed up. You know? So that's a tough one. What, but we already picked CM Punk earlier. Which one was that? Return of the Year, right? Oh, so I'm not gonna give CM Punk back to back. So I'm gonna go with Io Sky then.
Oh, what? The last one gave it to Io Sky too.
No, I gave the Bad Bunny one.
Oh, okay.
No. That you're thinking about the
Match of the year.
match of the year, Asuka, Bianca, and Charlotte.
Yeah, that's how I was like,
So
oh.
yeah, no. So that one I went with Bad Bunny, but Return of the Year we went with CM Punk, which was his Survivor Series return. So I'm not gonna give him back to back because that you know no. So I'm gonna give this one to Io Sky.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think I agree with the CM Punk thing, so I'll say the Io Sky one.
Yeah,
Because I
because
was like,
everything.
huh. Because every show, I think they're going to cash it in, you know? That's why with Damian, like, even the couple previews before, I was like, oh, he's going to cash it in, he's going to cash it in, cash it in. It hasn't happened yet, because you're like,
And
oh,
that's
he
the
has to
purpose
cash
of
it in.
the, yeah, that's the
Yeah,
purpose
like,
of
he
the
has to
cash
cash
in.
it in.
Yeah.
They're like,
It's
oh, is she going to cash it in? Who knows? Is she going to cash it in? Who knows? Is she going to cash it in?
it
Bing! And music plays. Like,
yeah.
oh, finally.
It's like hitting the jackpot.
Yeah, like, ah, oh, I'm just pulling the lever. Or you're at the gam you're at the casino. Pull the lever. Okay. Pull the lever. Pull the lever. Beep, beep, beep,
Yeah,
$1 million. Like,
that's how it is.
oh.
That's how it feels when they cash in. 'Cause you're like you said, you played the slots and you're thinking, okay, this is it. Oh man. Keep going. Oh man. And then you finally, oh yes, like it happened. And that's how it was with Io Sky, you know. So, and it was very, and that was a curveball. And like I said, with CM Punk, we knew for 2 weeks. What if he does show up? What if he does show up? Io Sky, I was not thinking about her until after Bianca's music hit. And I was just like, oh, Io Sky, come out, please. And then, oh, she shows up. So, man, I gotta find that video, man. I'm gonna watch SummerSlam after this. I gotta watch SummerSlam. Man, they had some great matches in that night. All right, well, I guess this wraps up this show. Ever take us home.
All right, listeners and viewers, thank you much for joining us. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo-doo-doo!